MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Right now, the Supreme Court is hearing Republican arguments challenging the Voting Rights Act, which forbids racial discrimination in voter districts. A ruling for Louisiana could greenlight other states to redraw their maps and eliminate Black and Latino seats. Speaker Mike Johnson has refused to swear in Arizona Congresswoman-elect Adelita Grijalva. She says it's because he knows she's the vote needed to force a showdown on releasing the Jeffrey Epstein files.
He is doing everything in his power to shield this administration from accountability. That is not leadership. That is obstruction.
In the Senate, they're going to vote again today to try to end the shutdown, but the ninth time probably won't be the charm as Democrats demand the restoration of health insurance coverage for millions about to lose it. The flow of humanitarian aid to Gaza is resuming after a two-day break. Israel says one of the four bodies handed over by Hamas is not a hostage. This is ABC News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For WMDX News, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Savannah Tomei Olson. Northwood State Senator Mary Felskowski says she's not seeking a run for higher office in 2026. In a statement on Monday, the state lawmaker from Tomahawk said she would remain a state senator after, quote, months of thought, prayer, and discussions with my husband, unquote. Senator Felskowski has been rumored as a potential candidate for both Congress or for governor next year. If she had decided to run in the governor's race, she would have faced several challengers in the Republican primary, including Congressman and former state lawmaker Tom Tiffany, along with Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and medical technician Andy Mansky. The city of Madison has started planting trees. Urban forestry crews started their fall planting season at the start of the week. They're planning to plant about 850 trees along City of Madison streets into November. City arborists picked about 28 different species of trees to be planted. The city says it's to ensure a diverse and resilient canopy. Another tree planting season begins in the spring when the Capital Times newspaper reports the Capitol Square is set to get a makeover. The two-year project will cost over $6 million and will upgrade sidewalks and the stormwater system that's caused leaks in the Capitol basement. The sidewalks were last replaced in 2001. Construction crews will work on one section of the square at a time. Organizers of the Dane County Farmers Market say they're coordinating with Capitol Police to plan around construction. The project's expected to be completed in spring 2027. For WMDX News, I'm Sholly Pittman.
The Dodgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Dodgers winning Game 2 of the National League Championship Series 5-1 over the Brewers. L.A. now up 2-0 in the best of 7 series. So what's the solution? The Brewers' Christian Yelich.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to play better. It's not an ideal start to the series by any means. Like, it's not what you want to get off to, but just got to continue to battle and find a way to get the offense going. You know, I got to be better. We got to be better. Just facts, you know? So fly out tonight, take the off day tomorrow, and be ready to battle Game 3.
Game 3 tomorrow night in L.A. at 5:08. NFL, the Packers trying to figure out why they've given up 60 points in the fourth quarter in just the first 5 games of the season.
We're just like, why is that happening? Are we running out of gas? They got the ball to start the second half. They go on that 18-play drive or whatever it was. I mean, ate up 10 minutes off the clock. I don't know. Does that gas you out?
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Showers tapering off in the morning, then expect mostly cloudy skies with highs right around 60. For tonight, an isolated shower possible after midnight, a low near 49. On Thursday, an isolated shower possible mainly in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high of 67. Right now, it's 51.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stand-up comedian, Mr. Jim Flanagan.
Can I tell you my Culver's hack? I always get the kids meal because it's everything you want. I don't have children.
Right.
So I'm just pretending I have like a 9-year-old named James in the back of my car.
I'm not proud of this, but I'll go through a drive-thru like a Taco Bell. I'll act like I'm on the phone and go, what else did you want? Okay. But it's all just for me. It's like 6 tacos, nachos, Bel Grande. And I can mouth through all of that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Thursday morning, we'll check in with Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils and talk to Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney at law.
And don't worry about the WMDX weather window. It'll dry off.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
WMDX, the station your car pre...
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Oh, by the way, Caroline Levitt on Air Force One yesterday, not only did Trump decide to poll the reporters on whether or not she should be allowed to keep her job, he took a little tour through Creepy Town, too.
How's Caroline doing? Is she doing good?
Do you want to
elaborate on the
video?
And those lips, they look like a machine gun.
I mean, does the White House have HR? Because he's open.
God. You know what? Every time we play even anything about him, not even his voice, I get just a little bit gayer.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that was possible. Okay. Hey, Bella, let's, do you have some old-timey music? Let's talk old-timey radio.
Nostalgia music.
Yeah. There you go. Stefan, this is from Joe in Syracuse sent this. Stefan the Mooks, I was checking out a Media Confidential website, saw their report on what's happening to KFI AM in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Wasn't your show on KFI at one point? Yes, it was a wildly popular show, which is actually how I got my TV show, is because
And
I thought that's how it worked. You come to town, you get a weekend radio show, and then you get your own TV show in late night.
You were weeknights. You weren't just weekends.
Yes, but I got the TV show just because I from the weekend show.
Okay.
And then I got the full time.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds like iHeartRadio is destroying that station as well as a host of others. Yeah, this is a testament to what's happening in general to legacy media, but to radio for sure.
All three of us have worked over there.
Yeah. Bella too. Yeah. Under iHeart's stewardship. Well, I mean, how many stations were we doing great on and they flipped to sports and got a zero rating?
Yep.
But it's because they're all people start bugaboo, right? It's just, how come liberal radio doesn't work? It's because they're all owned by conservatives and they put all conservative shows on because they own the conservative shows and they can keep the ad inventory.
Exactly.
And, okay.
Yeah. It's a business decision.
Right. It's not that liberal radio doesn't work. We were number one on a lot of these stations, and then, you know.
Even at KTLK, we were number one in certain demographics here in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Under iHeart's stewardship, the station has faced a precipitous fall marked by plummeting Nielsen ratings, chronic underinvestment, devastating layoffs, culminating in the near decimation of its storied news team in November 2024.
Mm-hmm.
They are a great news team.
Chris Little is a hero of mine.
I was there when that happened.
I had
just gotten hired a couple months prior, and that was the most devastating day ever.
Yeah.
We hung out with Shannon and Gary at the DNC.
At the DNC in Chicago.
Super nice.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They're terrific
the
news people. Yeah. KFI's golden era, they mentioned, in the 90s. Oh, I remember that.
You were there.
That's when they carried
Stephanie Miller.
Yes. In the golden era, it was a ratings juggernaut, often topping the market with shares exceeding 7.0 and key demos adults 25-54. That was me. Weren't you number one on that station? Yes, Joe, I was. Pardon me?
That was you single-handedly.
Yes.
You kept that station afloat.
No, but anyway, it is. It's a sad. And we were saying, I guess, Mo Kelly just got fired.
Our good friend Mo Kelly was one of the only. Yeah.
You know, fairly progressive hosts.
He was the only one.
Yeah.
The only host on KFI that didn't. That was you know, somewhat progressive. But his big thing, it wasn't even being progressive. It was providing other voices.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. To have an open dialogue and an open conversation.
Right.
But that was our point, Chris. I was frequently the only progressive on any of these stations, and I was the number one show. So don't tell me that it's about entertainment. It's not about point of view, you know, and it's...
Mo's show was so entertaining. Every time
his show was about entertainment.
Yes. It was fun. Right. Every time I worked on his show, they had so many callers, so many, like, you know, interactions with listeners.
Yep.
They had a really interesting way of running that show. The team was the best. His producer, Tawala, was a wonderful producer, and I'm really upset by this news.
Yeah.
It really, really sucks.
Let me just say, radio is dead. Support StephanieMiller.com and all of...
And listen to our podcasts.
Our podcasts. Yeah, that's what... But people get it. The audience gets it. Supports our sponsors, support all the shows, and, you know, this whole sort of, what do we call it, Stephanie Miller Cinematic Universe.
Sure.
Everybody... You know, there's so many people doing such great work because... Yeah. And God bless our actual terrestrial affiliates, because you and I believe in, because we're dinosaurs, we believe in terrestrial radio.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chicago, Minneapolis, where we still do have great
Atlanta.
Progressive companies that, you know, that put actual terrestrial stations on. So we're on all of the above. Sirius XM, terrestrial stations, free speech TV. You have to diversify to stay alive. Mm-hmm. Right? They, for God's sakes, they canceled poor Karen Sharp. Love Songs on the Coast.
Yes.
I mean, come on. That was, it was the best Maria Bamford bit ever.
Delilah, Love Songs on the Coast. Where are you coasting tonight? Hi, it's Delilah. Where are you coasting tonight? Hi, Amy, calling in from Tustin, California. Amy, what's going on with you tonight? So you and Matt broke up. That's hard. That's hard. What do you want to say to Matt? That you miss him and it hurts. Well, we'll play that for Matt. This goes out to you, Matt. Penny Lover by Lionel Richie.
We were saying that's what we all feel like in the Trump era when we watch the news. Just people ask, how are you guys doing? Oh, you're in Tustin. Okay. That's LA code for I live in Tustin. Oh, Lord. Anyway, it is. Thank you, everybody. It does our Patreon, downloads our podcast, all that stuff. Because, that is sad news for the radio biz. But, All right. Brian Tyler Cohen says breaking text messages of young Republican groups across the country have been leaked. They talk about Democrats in gas chambers attacking Jews, calling black people watermelon people, calling to rape their enemies and bringing back slavery. Oh, I missed that one.
Yeah.
I didn't get to all the texts. You know, and it was so shocked about, as I said, when I saw their pictures that they are incels. It seems so weird. It seems like they'd be getting laid on the regular.
Yeah.
Master race. That's them.
Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah.
You know, if they don't want to be called Hitler, they shouldn't act like Hitler.
Yeah, stop acting so Hitler-y.
You know, it's that simple.
Yes. Okay. You know what? We could help. There are websites for you. I mean, I'm just saying.
You've heard of Asian Friend Finder, Black Cupid, and J-Date. There's even wherewhitepeoplemeet.com. But who has the time to go swimming through that huge gene pool? You've got better things to do. Announcing wherewhitepeopledatetheircousins.com. Where White People Date Their Cousins has the patented family tree selection engine that helps you sift through all your potential mates who don't share your interests, your passions, your paternal grandmother.
I met Billy Ray on Where White People Date Their Cousins, and we realized all those family reunions just weren't enough.
Amber Jean was a lot more fun than when we were playing G.I. Joe meets Barbie in the sandbox 20 years ago.
Where White People Date Their Cousins.com. Available now in these 31 red states. From the people who brought you Nazi eHarmony, Sudeten Date, and Christian Mengele.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike.
Oh, boy.
Sudeten Date. That's my favorite.
Yeah. That's the one I'm on.
I'm Christian Christian Mengele. Come on, it's funny. You have to laugh. Our friend Mike Nellis says, not surprised that Politico got a hold of text messages of a bunch of young Republican operatives talking about how much they love Hitler, joking about slavery and rape. The old GOP would have shunned those losers into obscurity, but Trump's party is probably going to give them government jobs.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's all, there's no fringe anymore. They are, the fringe is all the way up into the Oval Office.
Yep.
By the by, Covey says, the scariest part about those young Republicans joking about rape, slavery, and gas chambers and declaring their love for Hitler is that it's not surprising.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You're like, yes, and.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And our, yeah. Oh, here's, this is going to be me and Bella, but not you, Chris, because you're more of a reacher outer than we are.
Oh, no.
Dan posts, meet them where they are, we're told. Understand where they're coming from. For too long, they've been talked down to. That's not the way to connect with them. Now go and read what these young Republicans are saying about all of us, that they want to incinerate us all, and tell me how to understand them and connect with them, or why the I would want to.
Yeah.
Thank you! Because I'll let you stew over there. Okay.
I'm not stewing.
Okay.
I'm
all
just
right.
Thinking
fine.
Of ways that, you know, yeah, right, might be wrong.
Okay. But. All right. Yeah. I might be. Okay. Mike Nellis also.
Not everybody in the Republican Party was on that Signal chat.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. Mike Nellis also posts Goldman Sachs, you know, that well known communist. Socialist, what are they calling them now? RAG? Company, says 88% of American companies and consumers are paying Trump's tariffs, not foreign governments like they promised. You're getting screwed while Trump gets richer and richer. That has got to resonate at some point.
Yeah.
That's maybe how we reached them. It's that because, you know, they voted, I guess, for their own self-interest, and now it's, you know, again, that's practically Antifa, isn't it, Goldman Sachs at this point?
Yes, yeah.
Aren't they just communistical?
Right.
Well-known communist company,
right.
Goldman Sachs.
Might as well be Trend Day.
Kelly in Venice Beach. Hello, Venice Beach. I know. You've been to Tustin. Okay. That's tough. That's hard. Go ahead, Kelly.
This morning. Hello to Chris, my favorite laugh, as well as amazing pecs.
Thank
hey
you.
Hey, girl. And I wanted to say something to the guy off in the corner.
Yes.
The politics bug. And, of course, my favorite voice in the morning. You are how I start every day.
Aww.
Stephanie Miller.
Thank you. Why, thank you.
So, let me get out of the laundry room. Donald Trump is not just recycling Joe Biden's plan. He is recycling.
Huh? Did we, Kelly, did we lose you?
We lost you.
Oh, no. Kelly, you.
Oh, no.
All right, I'm putting him back on
maybe
hold.
Maybe his Bluetooth, like, yeah, got disconnected from his
no.
phone.
Something.
Oh.
I knew he was about to say something.
Yeah.
Yeah, something has happened. We'll go back to you, Kelly. Wow.
And he complimented every single one of us.
I know. Oh, what a nice guy.
Hero of democracy.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of, breaking, Newark, JFK, LaGuardia all announced they will refuse to play Kristi Noem's TSA propaganda video on the shutdown. Every airport should follow their lead. Thank you.
Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy. We proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
Again, with our friend Mike Nellis, says the dam continues to break on Fox News. Here they are reminding people that Trump promised 90 trade deals in 90 days, but has only delivered 7. I suspect the feedback they're getting from the audience is forcing them to stray back toward reality on the economy because people are really hurting right now. It's undeniable even for them.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, one of the ways we reach them. And David Pakman, our friend, says, is it typical that multiple governors and senators openly say the president has dementia? And this is why we love us some Jasmine Crockett.
After they put out their report of his most recent physical, it has only led those on the medicinal side to think for sure that he had a stroke. And so there are some that are believing that it may have taken place when he went MIA, because he never goes away, y'all, never. But when he went MIA and then all the theories started popping up and it's like, is he alive? What's happening? Because there was nothing, right?
Yep.
Right. Just waiting for that orange smoke to come out of the chimney of the White House. Oh, well.
I don't think that's how they do it.
I remember that weekend. Okay. Anyway, one last one.
Within 4 to 6 weeks of one of these incidents, you have to go in and you have to get imaging and things like that, which is something they can't do at the White House.
Thank you.
Which would require them to get him over to Walter Reed. So we are asking the serious probing questions because mental as well as physical fitness are things that the American people are supposed to be made aware of. when you are serving at the helm. So as much as I make fun of cankles, it is very serious, and we need to know.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Good for her.
She's right.
Say it.
You can still make fun of the cankles, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the neck.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and the mangina neck.
Yeah.
Is it a mangina?
It's a mangina.
It's a neck vagina, for sure.
Sure.
Yeah. I could call Dr. Nicole for him. I'm a helper. He could do a vaginal rejuvenation on that. I can tell Mike Johnson's cranky because it keeps setting off his porn alert.
Does Dr. Nicole do vaginal rejuvenation?
I don't. Well, I'll ask him.
You should probably find that out before you offer him up.
He does everything. Okay. I'll get you fixed up. Okay. Cankles, McYam boobs.
Oh.
Maybe do something about his yam boobs as well. Could get a, just a lift.
Like a lift.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I know someone who just got a lift. Yeah, very easy.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay. Like a dude that just got a lift?
No, a girl.
Okay.
20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Field of Greens.
Oh.
This is, this is something Cankles could use because he obviously eats like crap. A lot of us eat too much processed foods, not enough fruit and vegetables.
Right.
This is the whole reason for Field of Greens. They have all kinds of different flavors now. I prefer the berry type flavors myself,
okay.
And there's so much good stuff in there, fruits and veggies. Major university study shows how to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's it.
Wow.
They didn't change anything else. Every fruit and vegetable in there is doctor selected for specific health benefits: cell health, heart, lungs, kidney, metabolism, even healthy weight. I know that I love that Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging because I'm a big fat liar. I encourage you to join me. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com.
We're colossal. We're stupendous. We're terrific. We're even supportive.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Everybody, it's the sleep doctor, Dr. Greenberg. So excited to meet you. Why are you known as the sleep doctor?
I've treated over 10,000 patients for snoring and sleep apnea. It's my passion.
So tell us how Zepa is different from other, it's a mouthpiece, but it's so simple. Explain how it works.
The key that we have to look at is, why do you snore? If we think of how does somebody snore, people think it's their nose, their mouth, their tongue. Bottom line is, it's the tongue. So you've got things like the CPAP machine that blows air so powerful down the throat, it moves the tongue out of the way. It's not oxygen, it's air. It's like sticking your hand out a car window at 60 miles an hour. There are other mouthpieces in the market. They all just bring the lower jaw forward. Well, if you're standing up, that's great. But the minute you put your head back, nothing's keeping your tongue from falling back. What we have here is this strap. It's a silicone strap that we call a seatbelt for the tongue. Basically,
it opens up your airway,
keeps the tongue from falling back.
You've also started a campaign near and dear to my heart for breast cancer research with Zepa. So it's the pink one. So talk about that for a sec.
We've all been affected by somebody with breast cancer. It just hits all of us deeply.
Yeah.
Why is this still such an issue? Why are we still all losing our friends, or they're fighting for their lives with it? They're going through chemo, radiation, all these things. And it's something we need to just get rid of. We need to throw the money in there behind it and get cures.
Yep, and it basically moves your jaw forward, opens up your airway. Generally, in the first night, it stops snoring, which is just a miracle for a lot of people. Listen, go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards, because what's not happy about the whole thing? Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for Zepa.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been great to be here.
You want to vote for a governor. You do have many to choose from who have served in the assembly. Or you can choose the one of us candidate. Hi, I'm Ryan Sternad. I work for a living. Sure, I don't have elected experience, but I do have working class experience. Won't you want your governor to know what it's like to be in your shoes and to govern that way? For more, go to RyanSternadForGovernor.com.
Paid for by Ryan Sternad for Governor.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, child care, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Stephanie Miller.
As we were discussing the death of terrestrial radio, except for the few brave stations that carry the Stephanie Miller Show, download the podcast, please. It's one way you help this whole Stephanie Miller cinematic universe with all of our regulars and semi-regulars. The Happy Hour podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, subscribe to it and you know, give us a like. Yeah, give us five stars if you're so inclined. That helps other people find the podcast.
Yes. Yeah, and it's the best interview of the day. I'm just a figurehead here. Can you explain it?
Best interview of the day and the opening segment from the day. So it's a little two for one now.
Yeah. Right. It's my opening craw emptying.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Do it. Get it. All right. Sue in Rockville, real quick. Hi, Sue. How do you do?
Hi there. A song was written back when South Pacific debuted in 1958, and the lyrics start with, "You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. You've got to be carefully taught." And that was followed in 2005 in Into the Woods with the song Children Will Listen. So everything you hear from these young Republicans come from older Republicans.
Thank you.
You can't separate the two. I'm a parent. I'm a grandparent. I've taught my children to love everyone, to be inclusive, to celebrate democracy and diversity. And love will always trump hate.
And thank you. The president is modeling bullying for America's children and that it's okay and there's no consequences to it. In fact, you might get to be president. So it absolutely is counterintuitive to everything we've taught our kids. Yeah, go ahead.
And Steph, a quick suggestion. Peter and I are going to two No Kings rallies on Saturday, and we are making signs to wear around our neck that say paid protesters.
Good for you, you little scamps. Okay. I am going, despite the fact, Still We Rise says, Los Angeles just declared a state of emergency because of ICE raids. L.A. had to intervene because families are being ripped apart. Children are too terrified to go to school. Whole communities are terrorized. Make no mistake, this isn't law and order. It's state-sanctioned terror, and it should outrage every one of us. L.A., double, triple down with me. You know, use your white privilege. Get out there in the streets because they're telling us not to, right? They're trying to threaten us and bully us. Oh, by the way, give me two. Mike Johnson, hold please.
Yes. They have attacked, physically assaulted officers. People have been arrested.
God's sakes.
Okay, this is serious business. And ICE and the valiant, brave, patriotic Americans who step up to serve in these dangerous law enforcement positions deserve our respect and our support And any elected member of this body should be vocally supporting law enforcement. You're supposed to be on the side of the good, not the crazy radicals.
Well, for God's sakes, yes, the crazy inflatable frogs. By the way, did you see, I don't know which late night show did it. It was so brilliant, the leader of the, resistance, and it's Kermit.
Oh.
Singing it. Oh, I think it was Colbert.
Okay.
It was fantastic. It was just, there was, footage of the inflatable frogs and then the leader of the resistance. Continue to mock them. Take your power back. 29 minutes after the hour.
WMDX, helping to keep Madison weird. Mad City, biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
For WMDX News, I'm Shali Pittman. Today is National White Cane Safety Day, which recognizes people who are blind or have visual impairments. The day was first signed into law over 60 years ago. Today, it's an educational day on white cane laws in states across the country, including in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, motorists are required to stop no shorter than 10 feet from a pedestrian who is in the roadway, who is carrying a white cane or using a service animal.
Denise Jess is executive director of the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. She herself is blind and carries a foldable white cane. She says reminding drivers to take extra caution benefits all people.
We don't want drivers running over pedestrians, period. But vulnerable pedestrians who really can't see you coming need that that extra protection under the law.
Wisconsin's white cane law comes with a fine, and it applies whenever a blind or visually impaired pedestrian is in the roadway. And even though it's not against the law, Jess says it's also not helpful to honk to get pedestrians to speed up. Jess says care and attention while on the road doesn't only benefit folks who are blind or low vision. It also benefits you as a driver.
We do not see you, or we don't see you well enough to be able to predict your movement. So having you follow the rules of the road is just, it's so critical to our safety and your well-being. You know, if you were to hit one of us, it would change your life as well, and we wouldn't want that to happen.
October is also National Pedestrian Safety Month, which aims to reduce pedestrian fatalities and injuries. For WMDX News, I'm Shali Pittman.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Keep the rain gear handy. Showers likely for a little while longer. Then we'll see clouds into the afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s and east breeze. Mostly cloudy in the overnight. We'll be dropping to near 50. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, close to 70. Right now, it's 51.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Don't often agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They asked her about Congress being shut down and how it related to the Epstein files.
Why drag this out? That is going to have 218 signatures. I say go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Trigby, she's not necessarily my cup of tea, but she reads tea leaves. I think her moving to where she's at says that when that vote happens, there are going to be a major dam break, and it's a problem.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local civic media radio station.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by UW political science professor Barry Burton and Professor Charles Franklin, the pollster from MU Law School. We discuss the shifts in Trump's approval ratings and the divide within Dems. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
We'll be right back.
We call it the Hate America rally because you'll see the hate for America all over this thing when they show up. The rumor is that they can't end this shutdown beforehand because this small but very violent and vocal group is the only one that's happy about this.
I see.
If they shut it down beforehand, then they've got to deal with that group beforehand. If they make it through that, then at least they've made it through their Hate America rally, and then they can get this thing done.
Oh, my God. They are really grasping for straws. Republican Tom Emmer.
Yep.
So now they're trying to connect the rally, No Kings rally, which has been planned forever. With the shutdown. Okay. We see you. You don't want to release the Epstein files, and you're trying to take away Americans' health care. We all get it. You control all three branches of government. They just keep trying one thing after another.
The thing that really worries me that I'm afraid will get traction is that they're trying to tie these No Kings rallies and protests in general to MS-13 and trending.
Let's show them how small these rallies are going to be, quote unquote. Oh, they're just a small, vocal minority or whatever, and violent. And the violence is not coming from our side.
Right. It is still legal to protest.
Yeah. Kasheem Rashid says Republicans shooting Christian pastors is okay. Due process is overrated. Bombing Venezuelan boats is good. Young Republicans, we love Hitler. We should gas everyone who doesn't support us. American people, no kings, no Hitler. Republicans, see that? The left keeps escalating the political rhetoric. I mean, plus you can Google how many times Trump has called people fascists. Right? I mean, it's always with the projection.
Or how many times his vice president has called him Hitler.
Called him Hitler. Exactly. Ron Filipowski says, I can't wait to find out if the deal Trump gave to Hamas leaders was as good as the one he gave to the Taliban. Thank you. Mike Nellis says Trump has no plan to actually get Hamas to disarm. Can the media please start doing their jobs? Yeah. I mean, it's just Sean Bartley says, remember when Biden and Netanyahu reached a ceasefire deal, then Trump told Bibi to stall it so he could claim it for his campaign. Now both of these guys left hostages behind, fueled a genocide, and end up signing the same deal Biden already made. Thank you. Should not be relegated to social media, because meanwhile, we have 12. It is so delusional, this Nobel Prize for Trump. Here's Mike Johnson.
I'm proud to tell you that together with my friend Speaker Ohana of the Israeli Knesset, the equivalent of our Congress, we're going to embark upon a project together to rally speakers and presidents of parliaments around the world so that we will jointly nominate President Donald J. Trump for next year's Nobel Peace Prize. No one has ever deserved that prize more, and that is an objective fact.
It's a fact, Stephanie.
All right.
Nobody has ever deserved it more.
I'm going to try to cut him some slack. He's not gotten any sleep because his porn alert keeps going off every time that picture of Trump's vagina neck is aired somewhere. You know what? That picture almost makes me not gay, Bella. It makes me less gay because I'm like, well, yeah.
I'm kind of glad I haven't seen that photo yet.
Take a look-see.
I prefer not to sully my beautiful mind with it.
Okay.
I really took a look at it this morning before I came in today, and
that's
it's
sad.
Like, it's just so tight. It's insane.
It's gross. It's gross. It's not. It's more proof that no one loves him. No one could just go get it. Looser shirt collar somebody, you know what, remember that our listeners used to put shower caps on their basset hounds when they went for a walk because their ears
would drag on the ground
or like their Sharpays so they can eat, maybe someone would just put a clothespin on the back of his neck or something, before there was a picture taken, just
like they used to with Brit Hume.
Yes Right, before he went on Fox, they would put a little
clothespin back there just to tighten him up.
Right, you could do, that's like a temporary vaginal rejuvenation for your neck.
You could do that.
Okay, all right, here's Drunky McRapey, Secretary of War Games or whatever he's...
You'd think that the Pentagon press corps, of all press corps, would be front and center across the board on wanting to give credit to the president for forging this kind of peace, and instead, what they want to talk about is a policy about them. A
policy about them. The press only wants to talk about a policy about them.
Okay. I'm glad every news organization pretty much is telling them to pound sand. Okay.
Except for Matt Gaetz.
Oh, Reapy McForehead, we hardly knew ye. Mm-hmm.
How's Nestor?
Is he an empty Nestor still?
Speaking of long-eared Christmas donkeys.
Arizona Attorney General has threatened to take Mike Johnson to court Tuesday for refusing to swear in Adelita Grijalva. Yes, good. All of the above. She accused Johnson of holding the state hostage to avoid releasing government files related to Jeffrey Epstein. She said, I really think we're going to not have no other choice except to take Speaker Johnson to court if he refuses to respond to us. If he doesn't quickly swear in Grijalva, again, depriving her of the ability to help her constituents. She said, we had some flooding out here in Arizona. She has no way to help these people That's in right. southern Arizona who've been impacted by the flooding. So many other things she can and should be doing as an elected member of Congress. So if I have to take him to court, I will. It's not fair for Mike Johnson to hold the state of Arizona hostage yep. because he doesn't want to release the Epstein files. Thank you. Keep shining a light on that. I love that she went there and a bunch of other Democrats, and they marched to his. He wasn't there, of course, because yeah. he's a giant coward, but, you know, marched to his office. But she put out a video of them doing that and her speaking directly to uh-huh. him. Again, we got to keep this. She said they gave her a key. How?
Yeah.
Embarrassing is this, only to find just a space, no internet, no phone lines, no computers. She won,
Nothing
by the
in
way,
her office.
Like 70% to 30%, essentially, right? She yep. won an overwhelming, you know, because that's what I'm saying. Since they can't, like, try to do recount or dispute it or whatever, they're just like, oh, well, we're just not going to seat her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, she posted a short video showing her and the other Democrats marching to Johnson's office, another clip when she with her addressing him directly. Yeah, I say keep the heat up on every issue. I'm glad that Hakeem Jeffries was talking about the Argentina bailout mm-hmm. when government workers aren't getting paid, right? Our health insurance premiums are skyrocketing. They don't have money for that, and they have money. And yeah. our soybean farmers are decimated.
Right,
and,
but they have $20 billion to give to Argentina.
Yeah.
Well, that $20 billion can actually be used to extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits.
Thank you.
For more than 20 million Americans who are going to otherwise confront dramatically increased premiums, copays, and deductibles that are about to skyrocket because of the unwillingness of Republicans to extend those Affordable Care Act tax credits that benefit everyday Americans.
I mean, not to mention Arizona, or excuse me, Argentina.
Yeah, they're pretty much the same.
Okay. But, I mean, they're part of what's hurting the farmers, and now they're going to use their taxpayer money to bail out. Okay, I can't. As Senator Elizabeth Warren asked lawmakers for unanimous consent for the No Argentina Bailout Act, because to prevent him from offering a lifeline to Argentina to help the country's president. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. Is who are his buddies? Who are helping him make money
exactly.
personally?
Exactly.
Right? And okay. Again, your tax dollars. All right. Oh, speaking of other good political news, handicapper shifts main Senate race to a toss-up. Oh, could we finally be rid of Susan Collins? Cook Political Report shifted the rating of the Maine Senate race from lean Republican to toss-up after Maine Governor Janet Mills launched her bid to take on Susan Collins. Please, God, Maine, get rid of this. Ay, ay, ay. Also, the Oyster Guy I like as well.
I do.
Yeah, Oyster Guy and former Marine. Graham Plattner. Has also received national attention, including the backing of Bernie Sanders and several other youth-focused Democratic groups.
The Utes.
It's getting interesting in Maine. I love to eat a good oyster or clam. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't laugh at that.
It is a true statement.
Funny.
I love seafood.
It was a little funny. It was a little bit.
Yeah. All right. If you don't like my oyster joke, shuck it.
That was funny.
That was not. That was so dumb. I can't.
That was fun. I enjoyed that one.
Well, that was the lowest common denominator joke.
It was clever.
Thank you.
I mean, a clam joke for a lesbian. That's exactly
the response, by the way, you want from an audience is like just belly, not laughing. Just that was clever.
Or the previous.
When I listen to the radio in my car, that's how I'll react. Usually, though, it's like, it doesn't mean I'm not having a good time. I'm having a great time. But we'll say something funny, and I'm like,
Shuck it.
I enjoyed that one.
Shuck it. I'm voting for the oyster guy.
Now you're going to run it into the ground, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I am, because uh-huh. I got even just a little bit of encouragement. That's how sad I am. Wow, this is, I'm just telling you, this is... part of why the resistance is winning. Cell phones. You can. Did you see this latest one? ICE agents slam clarinetist playing Ghostbusters face down into the mud and hold her without bail or charges. Mm-hmm. Who can we call? Nobody.
No.
Apparently.
Can't call ICE.
No. A clarinet player is being held without bail. Aw, a band nerd, Bella. I mean, when
I used to play the clarinet. Yeah. In middle school.
Do you have any one time at band camp sort stories?
No, I really didn't like band that much. Okay. Like, I only did it because I thought it was a good idea.
You enjoyed my my impression of a USC tuba player.
Yes, I did. Yes. Because that is what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I've learned.
A clarinet player is being held without bail on no specific charges at Clark County Jail after her husband said she was arrested during a protest across the street from the ICE facility in South Portland. The woman's husband asked not to be identified, either of them, for safety reasons. Wow. That's where we are. For playing the clarinet. It said his
playing
wife
Ghostbusters
was, yes,
on the clarinet.
Yeah. Said his wife was tackled by federal agents when she was playing her clarinet. It's a beautiful party atmosphere. He said everyone's really excited. Then the band hits Ghostbusters, and then at Ghostbusters, that's when ICE starts storming in. Why are they targeting a clarinet player? A clarinet player standing on the sidewalk far away from the street following instructions. The video shows the woman face down in the mud with her clarinet on the ground next to her.
Can you clean a clarinet? Can you clean mud out of a clarinet?
Yeah, you can. Okay. It's just difficult because clarinets are woodwind instruments,
right.
So you can damage it.
Yeah,
if
you sure could.
Don't do it correctly.
This is how we turn into the Heloise portion of the show. How do you get mud out of a clarinet, Stephanie?
You need to change the reed, I'm sure.
Oh, you change the reed like every... Yeah. Basically every time you play it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I do remember that. Remember, I could probably play Hot Cross Buns if you gave me a clarinet right now.
Does it have a spit valve you need to... My sister played the French horn, and there was like this little valve that you had to open and then dump the spit out because...
No, clarinets don't have that.
Does Mike Johnson have a spit valve when he... Talking to Trump is all I'm asking. If there's someone he's, talking about his Nobel nomination or
whatever.
Okay. I had to make it dirty. Okay. Uh-huh. 40.
I miss mimeographs.
46. This is the most ridiculous show ever.
Yeah.
46 minutes after the hour.
I can't believe anybody listens.
I know, right? This portion of the show brought to you by you waking up sick and then what? Oh, God. What do? You got to get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours in urgent care, and then you get something else you didn't even go in with.
Yeah.
Here's what I do. I open my medical emergency kit, match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. I start on the right meds, nip it in the bud right now. I'm telling you how many times I took a Z-Pack and there goes that sore throat. Because you can't lose your voice in radio, Chris.
I know.
Just saying. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strep throat and pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Get yours now. $45 off. UrgentCareKit.com/Stephanie. The promo code is Stephanie. UrgentCareKit.com/Stephanie.
We have to keep our country gate open.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're a homeowner in America, you need to listen to this. The FBI has been warning about a type of real estate fraud on the rise called title theft. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on a single document, use a fake notary stamp, and file it with the county. And just like that, on record, they own your home. Using your ownership, they can take out loans against your equity or even sell your property. And you won't know about it until foreclosure or collection notices show up in your mail. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can protect your equity and find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title records, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud occurs, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go now to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That is HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. Protect yourself. Do it now. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him.
is addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
The Ad Council.
This portion of the show brought to you by My Collagen.
Oh.
Mm.
Is that why you're juicy?
It's the most abundant protein in your body. As you age, you lose some. But I'm tricking my body with what I just put it in my coffee. It's flavorless every morning. Just one scoop and bam, bam. It's relieving joint pain, rebuilding bones, helping me look years younger from the inside out.
Okay.
And you have to know what to look for or you could end up doing more harm than good. Drop that, ma'am. Check out the top 5 collagen warnings. Get the good stuff. This could save your wallet and your health. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping. This offer only available. Do it with mama. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. That is GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Representative Steve Scalise, here we go again with the Hate America rally rhetoric.
Chuck Schumer throwing a temper tantrum here at home just to appease the most radical elements of his base. So that on the 18th, when they have the Hate America rally that everybody knows is coming, and that everybody knows Chuck Schumer needs to deliver a shutdown government to them to appease them. Well, how about you think about us? How about you think about those families who are struggling today because of Chuck Schumer's shutdown?
Nice try. Once again, you are losing the politics on the shutdown. And by the way, let's show them this weekend what a tiny minority is, right? What does he call it? The radical, small radical base. It's like there are going to be millions upon millions, Chris, of people in the streets this Saturday. Because, that was what we were founded on, the No Kings. I just thought, point that out. That's what the whole country was.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, this is.
I think there was a Schoolhouse Rock song called "No More Kings."
Yes. By the way, how many headlines start with Trump threatens, and then you just fill in the blank? Like, who is it today?
Yeah.
He threw his support behind Secretary of War Drunkie McRapey's new Pentagon press policy, even going so far as to intimate that he can throw the media out of the White House. By the way, one longtime reporter said they're asking for trouble because the Pentagon reporters are going to report whether they're inside or outside the Pentagon. In fact, it's only going to piss them off.
They have sources.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hegseth thinks that the Pentagon reporters are stupid, and they're not.
Yeah.
They're smarter than he is.
Yeah. I mean, when you've got his old boss, Fox News, saying no way,
right.
It's, yeah. This one would be Trump threatens.
Okay.
New massive tariffs against China. Okay. Can I just say, this is a few days ago, but it's always about insider trading, as everyone says, right?
Yep.
This is how Barron made $80 million, right? 30 minutes before he announced this. And it's just, it's all...
A 19-year-old made $18 million?
Yes. Whether it's Hamas or it's China, that's all he knows how to do is just bully, right? Bully, threaten. It's,
why couldn't I have $80 million?
Yeah, right?
I
know.
I'm 19.
Because your father is in the grifter president that gives you insider information.
Because you don't do insider trading.
Yes.
So you don't break the law.
Noted communist JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon.
Okay. Well, yeah.
sounds the alarm on a possible serious fall in the U.S. stock market. I mean, of course, the stock market reacts every time he, okay. All right, today in fascism, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Former FBI Director James Comey is pushing to dismiss the federal case against him by challenging the lawfulness of recently appointed U.S. attorney / Sports Illustrated swimsuit model Lindsay Halligan. He is indicating his legal team will be filing a motion to dismiss the case later this week. As I think it was Jill Weinbanks told us yesterday, she was not properly appointed.
No,
and this case is a big ball of nothing. Oh, and here we go. Today in Fascism Part 2.
Okay.
Federal prosecutors reportedly at work over the weekend to draft charges against John Bolton as part of a potential indictment that could drop very soon. The team had previously resisted pressure from the Justice Department to charge Bolton, but now has lifted their objections because they got threatened, because they fired everybody that won't do it. Yes, Chris Lavoy?
Didn't Trump hire John Bolton?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
By the way,
I thought he said he only hires the best people.
It was a little hard when I said first they came for John Bolton, and I was like, you know what, that guy. But we have to stand up. His lawyer said, by the way, first of all, the materials are decades old. I think this is from his time in the Bush administration, and he said that he did nothing.
When he was the UN ambassador?
I don't know. But it's like decades old. It's not even from the Trump administration. It's just so ridiculous. And here's another hero of democracy, another little victory.
Okay.
Yay. A federal judge accused the Trump administration of defying a court order prohibiting the withholding of disaster relief funding to pressure states into helping with federal immigration enforcement. U.S. Judge William E. Smith said the administration has done precisely what the memorandum and order forbids. I mean, you got to, even some of the Trump-appointed judges, you got to give some credit, right, for them trying to stand up for the rule of law and saying you can't just keep defying court orders.
Right.
And by the way, has Trump said one word about Alaska? Has there been any National Guard sent to help them?
Which is strange because Alaska is a red state. You'd think that he'd want to.
No, exactly. He's too busy on yay me. Look what I brought peace to the Middle East, which, by the way, if you're keeping track, has lasted less than 24 hours. Because we knew it would because he worked out none of the details in advance. This is another Trump threatens. This would be ABC this time.
Okay.
Oh, and The View's Alyssa Farah Griffin, who also used to work for him.
Yes.
Well, much like John Bolton. Yeah. The president refused to take a question from ABC and cited, George Stephanopoulos is... so he's probably going to sue them again. Will ABC cave again for Stephanopoulos' interview of J.D. Vance? And then he took a question from Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Because those are the only people he takes questions from now. Okay. Hey, we have a big show tomorrow, don't we?
Including we do.
John Fugelsang.
Yes.
On a rare Thursday appearance.
Yes.
All right, we'll see you then on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah. 92.7 WMDX. a Mad City state of mind.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian, TV host, and host of the Travel Tales podcast, Mike Siegel. Then Tim Sowers from the Overture Center joins me to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
No fear here, just monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. This October, the only thing creeping near your bed is a deal too good to miss. We custom make every mattress so you know exactly what's inside. No tricks, just treats. Save hundreds on mattresses, foundations, headboards, sheets, and more. Monster savings at Verlo Mattress of Madison. Upgrade your bedroom and unleash the sleep of your dreams. American made, locally crafted, Verlo. Hurry in before these monster savings vanish. Verlo Mattress of Madison.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot.
Speaker Johnson knows that I will be the 218th signature on the discharge petition for the Epstein files.
Even with the government in shutdown, Jeffrey Epstein's a hot topic. Their representative-elect from Arizona, Adelita Grijalva, saying Speaker Johnson is using the shutdown as cover not to swear her in.
He is doing everything in his power to shield this administration from accountability.
Johnson says that the government needs to be reopened, but she says that wasn't the case when Johnson swore in two Republicans out of a formal legislative session. Sources tell ABC News that Israel is preparing to receive more hostage bodies this evening. As Israel waits on Hamas to hold up its end of the deal, the peace is mostly holding, but not all aid is getting through to the Gazans. The World Meteorological Organization says CO2 growth rates hit a high last year, carbon monoxide tripling since the 1960s, causing more extreme weather. This is ABC News.